With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel carrying out a huge hostage rescue operation since that war began last October. The military says four hostages have been freed. They've been examined, and all four are doing quite well. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it should be easy for former President Donald Trump to win an appeal on his conviction in New York, especially considering there were any number of mistakes made by the judge.
The whole thing was a sham political witch hunt, reminiscent of Stalinist show trials in Soviet Russia. It's hard to know where to begin on how many reversible errors were committed during the trial.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration strikes again, and a lot of Americans are none too pleased. Shelley Adler says there's some rules for mileage standards that a lot of people may not like.
New federal rules by the Biden administration want new vehicles sold in the U.S. to average about 38 miles per gallon of gas in 2031. That's up from about 29 miles per gallon this year. According to requirements released by the National Highway Safety Administration, the final rule will increase fuel economy by 2% per year for model years 2027 to 2031. 31 for passenger cars, while SUVs and other light trucks will increase by 2% per year for model years 2029 to 2031. I'm Shelley Adler.
That week-long heat wave that has been baking a lot of the southwestern United States with triple-digit readings now starting to weaken. Okay, just a little, but forecasters do say there will be slightly cooler temperatures first of the week. This is SRN News. Most Americans do support in vitro fertilization.
A poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 70% of the general population thinks IVF is a good thing versus 8% who think it's a bad thing and 22% who aren't sure. The procedure is condemned by some pro-life advocates because it involves the creation of several embryos, some of which can be destroyed if the mother wants them to be. This year, a court in Alabama ruled that IVF embryos are human beings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Akron, Ohio, dedicating a statue to Sojourner Truth, the former slave, abolitionist, and preacher who gave a famous address in 1851 at the Women's Rights Convention. In the address, she drew upon hardships that she had faced while she was enslaved and asked the audience why her humanity and that of other enslaved people is not recognized by the government. This is SRN News. Former Democrat, now independent, Senator Joe Manchin, leading the charge against new immigration rules that he says put unaccompanied minors at risk.
Manchin is leading some 45 Republicans on a resolution that would overturn new Biden rules on the care of unaccompanied minors. When such minors arrive in the U.S., they are normally given into the custody of a sponsor. Manchin says the administration's latest vetting process for such sponsors is so lax it leaves the children at peril of winding up in the custody of child traffickers and criminals. Manchin says the Biden rules fail to address what he calls the cycles of exploitation, cycles he says are empowered by illegal immigration. Bob Agner reporting.
Sad news from the Pacific Northwest. Retired Major General William Anders, a former Apollo 8 astronaut, has been killed in the crash of a small aircraft off the coast of Washington State. More details at SRNnews.com.